didn't reach past River Road, but as we've had subdivisions that have grown really in the southeast corner, we've tried to continue that that block system. So when this road was added to our master street plan, the idea was to try to keep that block system in place as we grew in the center core area. And we look at our master road plan, there are some roads that are more important than others. As we've looked at this road as staff, when it falls on the list of priority roads, it's probably not very high on that list. We have redundant roads in the area, and we do really come down to just a choke point really on this east side. With or without this road, we almost have the same choke point no matter what. And so that's something to consider, is kind of a hierarchy of the priority of roads. This one's probably not on that higher end of important roads on this map. So here's an aerial photograph showing future road. And another thing with this map is we're really not laying out the exact spot where the roads would be located. The idea is to connect A to B. And so it doesn't necessarily mean, since the line is drawn just south of the hamlet, that's where the road would be. It's just we're trying to connect 740 to Mitchie Lane. We're not saying it's on the north side or the south side, it's just going to connect the two. And so just following the line on the master street plan, this is where it would be located. Here's a closer view. You can see 740 east over here. This is the Fox Den subdivision, then we have the Nearing subdivision here. We have Hamlet to the north, and we've got Montressie to the south. There's also a three-lot subdivision there. I can't remember the name of that one. But this line would cut through just north of the existing home on the Nearing's property. And then it would cut through this property. We've had different designs of subdivisions on this property in past years. A lot of times the road would kind of cut through and connect down here at the south end. And then there's a closer view of aerial photograph just showing Mitchie Lane and where this road would connect just south of Hamlet. So these are the properties. We've got Rising Heights. They're the applicants, and they would like to build the school on the property. And then we have the Nearing's property that's also impacted directly. You can see part of that road crosses their property too.
Michael, is it a plan that 740 East would extend to Main Street?
So right now on our master street plan, this road does show connecting all the way to Main Street. We've been looking at that map as of late. We have a committee formed for transportation for the general plan revision. And our initial map shows that that road would probably be removed, because we end up with quite a bit of intersecting roads right in this area. We have a road coming in from the north, and the idea is maybe have a roundabout in this area as you enter town. So we wouldn't end up with a road that's really offset that doesn't make a lot of sense. And so most likely that road would be removed. We have to go through the entire general plan process in order for that to happen. But most likely, if that were removed and Nearing's were to develop, they'd just have a cul-de-sac coming in from the south, but it wouldn't be a through road. So now we're getting to a lot of the planning. We could do that as part of this, but some of these things haven't been determined yet until we finish the general plan. And we've got another 6 months to go on that, most likely.
Okay.
So again, these are the two property owners directly impacted by removal of the road. But the greater community is what we have to look at, is we're considering removing the road because it does impact everybody, especially in this area of town. So this is a map that was provided to us that shows existing conditions. We do have, the property is generally flat, but there are some variations in grade, especially over on the east end. And so you can see general flat areas are the green areas, and then the yellow is kind of moderate. And then these red areas are above the 25% slope. So just right off of Mitchie Lane is where you see the most dramatic change in grade. As you cross the property, there's kind of this gully area, and then it flattens out, and this is the highest point. So it actually flows down this direction and this direction. This would be the high point. A little bit of a gully through this area, but it's pretty flat on the far west end. And then this map shows specifically those areas above 25% that we wouldn't allow a building permit in any of those areas that are colored red. So we have some of the, we have a site plan that's been provided. If the road is removed off the map and they were to develop the property as a school, this is the concept site plan that's been submitted. And you can see Mitchie Lane over here on the right. There'd be an access kind of in the south end of the property. I would create a loop road for the school pickup and drop off points. There'd be parking associated with that. This loop road would be wide enough to accommodate parking if there are any type of activities on the site. So we'd have a, really a 30-foot wide road that would have a access all the way through the property plus parking area along one side. There is to the south a driveway that currently accesses these three lots over here. Let me go back to an aerial photograph. So initially when this home was built right here, Mitchie Lane didn't exist. And so when they built the driveway, they came in and came across here to this house. And so as the areas developed and Mitchie Lane was built, this house has continued to have access across this property. And when this property was subdivided into three lots, my understanding is all three of those lots actually have access to that driveway. So as part of this, that driveway would continue in the future. It would be separate from the improved driveway area for the school, and so it would kind of be on the south side of this landscaping. You can see these trees, and there's some bushes in this area, and then it accesses these three lots. They've, one of the buildings they've included on the concept plan is located here, would access from that driveway. We have the school building here, and then some landscaping associated with that, and this is labeled as the student play area right in this area. Difficult to see, but this map shows a road on the north end. If the road were to go straight, kind of shown on our master street plan, how that road would work. And this is another way for that road to cross the property, connecting on the southeast corner. And then if the road were to remain and the school were to be built on site, which it is a conditional use, so there's not a question about a school being able to be build on site, it's a matter of if the road is part of the plan or not. We would go through a conditional use permit process to try to mitigate impacts and those types of things with the school. But a school is allowed on the property as part of our zoning right now. We want to look at our general plan when we're looking at making a legislative action. And so in the transportation section general plan, there's some information there that we should go through. So what it states in the general plan is the general plan focuses on transportation and the needed connectivity that allows the community to function. Cities adopted a road system master plan to ensure roads are built in areas where they've been identified that they are needed. The following are selections from the general plan regarding future street planning connectivity. So this is a quote from the general plan. It says the transportation element is designed to provide for safe and efficient movement of people and goods in the city. Primary purpose is to balance current and future demands generated by projected future growth with roadway improvements. In essence, it's a long-range transportation plan that would efficiently support future land development, ultimately Midway's vision for the future. So that's why we create this map, is to try to plan for the future, for not only what's existing now, but future generations. Another citing from the code says additional east-west mobility will be a central mitigating these effects as Midway continues to grow, building a complete roads, complete system of roads and trails using multiple corridors and alternatives will become an even more important point. So one thing identified is east and west mobility in town is somewhat limited in areas. We do have redundant roads in this area that we need to consider, but that was identified in our last general plan revision. The next one, neighboring connectivity. Is important for local traffic and for emergency response. Should be considered for all new development. Neighborhood connectivity will allow local traffic to use local streets and through traffic to use collector roads, which will allow traffic to be the safest and most efficient. So we don't want to divert everything to our collector roads. That makes those roads unlivable for those living on those roads. Creates a lot of traffic in those areas. So that's why we do try to create redundancy in our traffic plan. And so the question here is this road, how important is this road? south, which both of those are arterial and collector roads, so they're highly important. We just need to consider how important this local street is. And then some of the goals and guidelines, objective one, design an adequate transportation system for current and future residents and areas of development. Guideline three, neighborhood connectivity is important for local traffic and for emergency response and is preferred for all new development. Have to work on that language. So we do have the applicant's reasons to remove the road. I'll let Paul go through those since he submitted this letter to us. And after he goes through those, there are some findings that have been identified for you to consider in your motion. First, the road has been planned since 2011. Two, with less connecting roads, more traffic is forced to on the existing roads, which compounds as Midway grows. Number three, goals in the general plan promote connectivity for local traffic circulation, emergency response. Number four, more connectivity allows for options for detours when roads are under construction. So the general plan is pretty heavy on having connectivity, but again, I think it's important to rank roads and see which ones are the most important in town. Possible recommended condition. The general plan amendment is conditioned that that if the road system master plan is only amended for construction of a school for the entire parcel, no dwellings are included on any of the 4.7 acre parcel. The idea is we would remove the road just for the school and there would never be allowed a dwelling on site. If we have dwellings, then there's actually probably more need for connectivity if we go that route. So with the school, there are some reasons, and Paul will go over those in his argument, why it's important maybe not to have full connectivity in the area, and safety is part of that.
So knowing what we know about a potential use of this property, is single access off of Michi acceptable?
So, Wes and I have talked about this. Wes, do you have a...
Well, he's going to defer to Wes.
Yes, I think it is acceptable. It's very common that schools significantly larger than this have access off one roadway. Looking at the... I'm generally really big and supportive of connectivity, but I think we accommodate connectivity in that area without this road. Yes, having looked at it, I'm very comfortable. Traffic-wise, we're fine without that road going through.
One thing we have looked at in the past, especially when the elementary school was proposed just south of Mitchell Lane, was we went and actually took a site visit to Daniels Elementary School, and they only have one access to that much larger public school, and we haven't even talked about the numbers for this school.
The max would be 100.
100 kids.
Not 800 like an elementary school.
What age range is the school?
It's 1 through 6.
Okay, so no student drivers.
No.
Okay.
And so Paul does have some points that he was going to go over. If that's okay with you, Chairman Nichols.
Yeah, let's have Paul step to the podium.
Thank you. I will say that when I have other people approach me that says, I don't want this road by me, let's go change the master plan, I'll often warn them that this is kind of a detailed process and that the roads are there for a reason and that the city studied it. I've actually been a little surprised that some of the roads that the city has taken off the maps, but I know that this group usually didn't recommend that. That happened at the council level. What I do think is different about this one is that it's at the far eastern end of the city, and where it generally makes sense to have Main Street, Second South, Third South, well, they all kind of meet within a few hundred feet of each other there at Michi Lane. And so even at 740 East, what I've pointed out here is that Michi Lane and Main Street are over a quarter mile apart at 1,700 feet, but yet when you get where Michi Lane turns and then where 200 South would go through, there's only a 260-foot separation. Well, I don't think we need a road just to bypass 260 feet. And then when you consider that Zurich Lane is right there, now all of a sudden we have an intersection space